Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, March the 16th, and this is AFA DCA Council 21 President Andreas Curley reporting, and Glenn's got to go. Week 45 negotiations update. There were no negotiations last week. Mediated negotiations resumed today in Chicago amidst rising labor management tensions at United Airlines and across the industry. As we continue to escalate our contract campaign in support of our goals, reports from our Flight Attendant Union Coalition and other sources indicate a growing likelihood of strikes at American Airlines. Last week, the Transport Workers Union, TWU, and this week, the Association of Professional Flight Attendants, APFA, asked the National Mediation Board, the NMB, to be released from mediation. If the NMB were to agree to these requests, it would trigger a 30-day countdown to a possible strike. APFA is also sending a strike authorization ballot to their membership. In Europe, workers are confronting a similar situation, and negotiations between British Airways and their flight attendants have broken down. Flight attendants are preparing to strike for 7 days later this month. Their union, Unite, said their members have agreed to stage an initial 3-day strike beginning March 20th, 2010, followed by a further 4-day strike on March 27th, 2010. Recognizing the state of our negotiations as well as the state of negotiations across the industry, it's clear that we must escalate our efforts in support of our collective goals. Building a strike fund. At the April 24th through 26th, 2010 regular meeting of the Master Executive Council, your local presidents will consider taking historic action in support of good jobs for United Airlines flight attendants with an agenda item 2. 1. Set up a strike fund specifically for United AFA flight attendants. 2. Put to a system-wide membership vote the ability to fund it through a dues increase in place as long as it takes to get a membership ratified contract. And 3. Detail strike benefits and eligibility guidelines. Yesterday, MEC President Greg Davidovich announced the strike fund agenda item through a letter posted on UnitedAFA.org and sent to fan activists through a special edition of the fan newsletter. His letter stated in part, "Throughout the industry, airline workers are fighting against a management that has become accustomed to concessions. They have come to expect flight attendants to work harder for less, and United management is not done trying to convince you to accept more concessions. United management has shown contempt for flight attendants not only through the proposals, but also in the way they have conducted themselves in these negotiations. It's more critical than ever that we stand strong together. We encourage every member to review the strike fund agenda item and take a few minutes to view our strike preparedness video, both available on our website. Ask questions, attend a local power and action seminar to further discuss the benefits of building a strike fund, and provide feedback to your local council president. We are continuing work with the mediator to get a contract without having to resort to self-help. The Railway Labor Act prohibits us from taking concrete actions aimed at inflicting economic harm on United Airlines, such as a strike, until after the 30-day cooling-off period. At the same time, a strike and preparations for it are fundamental components of negotiations under the Railway Labor Act. We prepare for a strike both as a means to execute a successful strike, should it become necessary, and as a means to demonstrate to management that we are not only willing, we are ready to do whatever it takes. If the strike fund agenda item is adopted by your local council presidents at the April meeting, then United AFA members will participate in a system-wide vote to determine whether to build the strike fund through a dues increase. A system-wide vote must conclude with at least 2/3 majority of ballots cast in favor for the dues increase to take effect. The dues increase would stop once a new collective bargaining agreement is ratified, and any unused funds would remain in an interest-bearing account to be used in support of future United Airlines flight attendant contract negotiations. A strike fund sends a powerful message to management and aids our negotiations even before a strike deadline. Our commitment to do whatever it takes will be tested, and we know management will be sorry for testing our resolve. Building a strike fund is one component of strike preparedness. If we strike, it will be because we are committed to do what is necessary to get the contract we need and we want. A strike fund does not determine our commitment to strike. It supports it. March 17th, Aer Lingus protest. Tomorrow, March 17th, we will protest Tilton's plan to outsource our jobs through a joint venture with Aer Lingus. Together with ALPA, we will conduct our own St. Patrick's Day parade outside Tilton's office at 77 West Wacker Drive in Chicago. The plan of United executives to move flying away from us poses a very real and immediate threat to the security of our jobs. Tilton plans to outsource our work and the work of Aer Lingus flight attendants who are also union members. As current United executives exploit the Open Skies Agreement between the U.S. and Europe, we will demonstrate our opposition to their plans and fight them every step of the way. Contact your local council and plan to participate in this event by joining us on the Wacker Drive picket line from 10:30 to 12:30. If you can't make it tomorrow, we'll see you at Washington Dulles on March 28th, the first day Tilton's ill-fated plan is scheduled to take flight. Early boarding not required. We recently received a request to reprint a communication on boarding times. Our manual defines boarding times. Contractual duty time and therefore our pay are driven by flight attendant minimum boarding and passenger boarding times. We hurt ourselves and a proper assessment of gate agent staffing and jobs when we agree to change these boarding times. We cannot allow violations such as a passenger boarding without FAA minimums on board the aircraft or customer service closing doors before FAA minimum requirements are met. While on-time departures may be helpful for United's business initiatives, they are not an excuse for a violation of the Federal Aviation Regulations, or FARs. Pre-flight duties allocated times are defined in our safety manual and range anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes, depending on aircraft type and operation. Required duties to be accomplished during this time frame by some or all of the flight attendants include pre-departure briefing with the captain, crew luggage stowage, pre-flight safety checks, galley inspections, cabin inspections, lavatory inspections, water quantity checks, open overhead bins, set cabin lighting, set boarding music, check video equipment, and assume respective boarding positions. In addition, duties to be accomplished prior to passenger boarding, including verification of meal count, ensuring ovens and vents are free of debris, loading ovens, ensuring chillers are on while certain power control switches are off, and verifying secondary restraints are in place. Time permitting, flight attendants are expected to prepare pre-departure beverage trays with beverages appropriate for the time of day. Clearly, the number of duties we are expected to complete prior to boarding are numerous and varied. To accomplish all of these duties in a period of up to 5 minutes on narrow-body aircraft ranges from challenging to impossible. Allowing boarding earlier than designated times only compromises the ability of flight attendants to complete an early, challenging set of responsibilities that include the requirement of conducting a thorough check of the aircraft and safety equipment that may be vital to the well-being of our passengers and crew during an in-flight emergency. File an OSAP report if you experience pressure to board early that interferes with your FAR responsibilities. Let me say it one more time. File an OSAP report if you experience pressure to board early that interferes with your FAR responsibility. That's it for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand together, strong together, to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.